First, I want to thank all of you, particularly for the Alumni and Friends Association for this award. It really means a great deal to me because my time in the Navy was a very special time. And in particular, time at this unit many, many, many years ago taught me a lot of things that were very helpful in my life. My interest in the Navy probably started with my late father. He was an officer in the Merchant Marine and sailed in Victory ships and Liberty ships during World War II, and he and his buddies had come home and talk about foreign ports and what they did. And he also talked about how remarkably blue the Pacific Ocean was. So it was one of my goals to always see that Pacific, and perhaps unfortunately I saw a lot of it. Also at that time was a television series called Victory at Sea. It was black and white, no color on TV back then. But it was on the history of the Navy during the battles, primarily of World War II. And that formed in me a great desire to go to sea and be on the bridge of gray ships. And thanks to this unit, I was able to fulfill that dream. We had great instructors then, as you do now, young officers with enthusiasm and experience to partake and excite you and prepare you for your futures. My active duty was relatively short, but it was eventful, informative. It was really a basis for my own personal success. I learned the value of leadership. It's the key to achievement in whatever walk of life you might have, and it's certainly key to success in the military. You don't have to be a genius to be successful. It does help to have common sense. I'd just like to, thinking about tonight, I thought of a few things I might be able to share with the midshipmen, particularly the first class as they're looking forward to graduation in a few months. When I look at what I might have done that helped me get through life outside of getting old. When you get old, you achieve lots of stuff. But number one, be honest, particularly with yourself. Don't ever equivocate. Be a straight shooter, even if it hurts. And certainly that comes up in, when you're a young officer and you're facing a blustering four-stripe captain that doesn't want to hear what you have to tell them. It really calls upon your courage. I had a great commanding officer early in my career, a minesweeper that I was on, a gentleman by the name of Ted Alexander. I forget what went wrong or whatever, but he came in to chew my butt. And I made up some excuse for whatever it was, and he said, "Mr. Lang, there are no excuses. There are reasons. You should control the reasons." Now, he was a Naval Academy graduate, so he was used to simplifying things down to just a few ideas. Number two, take care of your troops. That's an old Army axiom, but protect them. Many of them are 18, 19, 20 years old, age of many of you today, and they're all volunteers. They want to be there, or they think they want to be there, until times sometimes get really tough. Remember that most everybody wants to do a good job, even when they screw up. If they're not doing a good job, it's because we haven't showed them what a good job means. Get to know them. Get to know of them. When you're standing watch with them, you're not there to be their buddy, but know where they're from, their families, what drives them. It helps you motivate them and give them satisfaction in the jobs that they have. Develop them. Make it interesting, just not something you have to do. Probably the Navy and Marine Corps is different today than it used to be, but there were good officers, good commanding officers, and there were screamers. Screamers terrified people, but really didn't improve their performance much. Corollary is, while you're taking care of your troops, there are some that maybe don't fit. And it's just as hard for you to recognize that and deal with that. All of the lives of all of our people depend on good performance. Number three, remember that everyone has flat sides. And what I mean by that is somebody may be a great salesman in civilian life, but they may be a lousy communicator or a lousy manager or whatever. So when you have your team assembled or your department or your division, get to know the folks that comprise that. Structure organization to compensate for imperfections. We're not all perfect, neither are the folks that we'll be dealing with. Know your chiefs or your non-commissioned officers, your key subordinates. Learn from them. Chiefs are a most valuable source in the Navy who put up with us young ensigns and Lieutenant JGs until we finally learned something and learned how to be valuable in leading sailors. Delegate the success. When something goes right, it's not you, it's them. Something goes wrong, it's you. Hesitate to share this story, but one of my proudest moments was one of my chiefs came to me one day and he said, "You know, Mr. Lang," he said, "I really appreciate you're always there to be our umbrella in a shitstorm. That's the way it should be. Protect your people. Let them share the success." You can never over communicate. Let them know what's going on, what you expect of them, what we need to do. Really important today is learn how to manage stress. And this is something as young officers you'll certainly become acquainted with. Particularly in these days of rapid information flow, it's very easy to be overcome with data, and what the heck do you do about it? Look at the situation, try to figure out what's really important, prioritize, and deal with the important things. Don't ever demand respect. Lead in a manner that wants your folks to give you that respect. It takes time, doesn't handle overnight. They really want to see that you are there to lead them. And finally, on a personal level, a couple of things I've done is try to be practical. And one of those things is take the most difficult jobs or assignments. It's really a lot easier to go into a messed up situation and make something better out of it than taking over something that's operating really well. Those bad situations have maximum attention from everybody in the hierarchy and, coincidentally, a lower bar of expectations. So it's quite a bit easier to make yourself look like a hero. Build your confidence. It's okay to be scared. When you're a young officer and you're going into those first billets, all you know is what you've been taught, and you get in the real world, and you worry about doing a good job. Worry is good, but learn from those that are there, and build your own confidence. It'll be there. You're not alone. The military, the Navy, the Marine Corps is there to support you. And finally, the Navy and the Marine Corps have confidence in us as we roll out of a fine institution like Marquette. They've given us the training to succeed, and that's why we're celebrating almost 250 years of success. Thank you again very much. I really, really value it.